Tuesday Morning with the Musers. We've got the biggest show coming to town this week here in about 10 minutes. We spent the last segment talking about the Texas-Texas A&M rivalry. Will it ever be renewed on the football field? Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotlines, two former coaches in this series. We say good morning to the legendary and great Mac Brown. Morning, Coach.
Well, good morning to you guys up there in Dallas.
And we say good morning to the legendary and great R.C. Slocum. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How are we doing up there in Dallas today?
We're doing great.
Okay.
Well, we'll start with you, Mac. Do you think Texas and Texas A&M will ever meet again on the football field?
Well, I sure hope they do. It's such a storied rivalry. I enjoy being a part of it. I know that Sally and I both enjoyed our time at Texas. And I do think that the two institutions have a lot going for them. They're outstanding institutions with a lot of outstanding young men.
Okay. R.C., do you think they'll play again?
Well, I guess I really don't care. I mean, it's been 15 years since I coached the Aggies, so I really don't care. And as far as I'm concerned, was it ever really a rivalry to begin with when I coached there? And, I mean, how big a rivalry is it when all you have to do is beat David Mack Williams and John Makovic every week?
That's a funny joke that RC's telling there. But, of course, that is a great actor that he mentioned, and we certainly enjoy him in all his films.
Who's that?
No, I'm talking about John Makovic.
I thought you said John Malkovich.
No. I don't even know who that is.
Well, if you look him up on the internet, and that's something that Sally and I enjoy doing, surfing on the internet. A lot of times we do cybernet stuff at our computer internet parties, and I dialed up the internet the other day, and they had sports scores on there, and that, and
yeah,
of course,
fun.
Articles on John Malkovich.
Yeah, you're a little out of
that's
date.
Fun. Sounds that's like. A lot of fun.
I remind you guys that I'm the only former coach on the Ticket airwaves right now that doesn't have a beverage named after him.
What was that?
Isn't that right, R.C.?
Well, what beverage?
I said I'm the only one that doesn't have a beverage named after him, R.C.
Let me like Dr. Pepper?
No, R.C., you're not listening to me here. You have a beverage named after you, R.C.
Yeah, like Mountain Dew.
No, listen, R.C., listen, you got a drink named after you. You understand, R.C.? No, there's no such thing as Slocum tea. Let's move on. Sally thinks we ought to move on.
Okay, milk? Is she right
talking
there?
About milk. You know, you're talking about milk.
No,
that's
it's not
named
milk.
After me, Coach.
Milk is not named after you, R.C.
All right.
Coach Brown, you want to talk a little bit about your new gig? It's been reported that you're going to be on the set as a college football analyst for ESPN television.
Well, that's just a rumor right now. It's not confirmed. I don't want to confirm that. I got to talk with Sally before I take any new job. Sally and I, of course, always in consultation about everything we do. So you can't just assume that that I'm going to take the job, because if you assume, you know this, R.C., if you assume, you know what that makes a you-know-what out of you and me.
You're an idiot?
Well, kind of, but it's a little bit more dirty of a word.
No, like a boat? Brontosaurus?
No, those aren't the things that it makes out of you and me. It doesn't make you into a brontosaurus, R.C.
Give me a scrapbook or something like that.
No,
or
no, let's move on. Sally thinks we ought to move on.
Like a shape of an iceberg or
no,
something like that.
None of that, R.C. No, and I'm not going to confirm that I'm going to be a college analyst.
Well, hey, let me tell you something. I think you ought to take that, Coach, because, you know, I did some work for Fox Sports Southwest, and all you got to do is just sit around and talk about football. You don't get second guess. You get to second guess the coaches that are on the field, and how difficult can it be to talk on TV? Rick Renner does it.
Come on now.
I'm not exactly sure who Rick Renner is.
He's a professional.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I like that Sally wants this thing to keep moving forward. Tell her thank you.
Yeah, Sally likes, she's very concerned about radio formatics and like to keep a little bit of forward momentum.
Well, that's good.
And well, so far, we haven't been able to accomplish that, because R.C. and I have no chemistry whatsoever.
None
at all. It's amazing. Well, I'm glad that both of you are on board with the teams playing again, and maybe one day we'll see that.
Well, I hope so, too. I'd like to see Coach again sometime soon, and I do believe in my heart of hearts that the Aggies and the Longhorns should play again at some point.
I believe that, too, and I'm going to have to agree with RC on that one. I would like to see these two teams go up against each other, if for no other reason that we can get two of the most wheels-off voices we've ever done back on the ticket.
Okay. Thank you both so much.
All right. We'll
take
see
care.
You.
There they go.
Is this Norm?
No, the Musers.
All right.
Enjoy your show, Norm.
To do a, don't do a liner real quick. I never listen to bad radio, and neither does Sally.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Right, there goes Mac Brown and R.C. Slick. And Sally riding shotgun with Mac. It's 8:49 on the ticket. Biggest show coming.